Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Evergreen Storytelling Project. I'm Lyndon James, and joining us today is Govinda Rasa, a student at the Evergreen State College. Govinda is a very unique person with a fascinating story to tell, and today she shares with us the difficulties she's had in her college career and how Evergreen has become her safe place. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Govinda for just a mere 20 minutes, but in that 20 minutes, we had a heartfelt conversation about what she's been through. Stick around, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome, everybody, to the Evergreen Storytelling Project. My name is Lyndon James, and I'm sitting here with Govinda Rasa. Is that how you say your name?
Govinda Rasa.
Govinda Rasa. Her and I have known each other for, I don't know, a month or two now?
That's a good guess.
Yeah, not too long, but we bumped into each other outside of school and learned that we both attended Evergreen. So, of course, the stories arose about, you know, crazy professors, crazy classes, crazy people. You got to love it. It's great. It's good school.
There's an abundance of all of those things here.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? So how long have you been going here?
This is my fifth quarter.
Oh, okay.
And I can't believe it. Every quarter when every quarter comes to an end, I'm like, how did I do that? What just happened? What just happened? It just started. It's over. Oh, did I make it? Did I make it? Did I get credit? What? And then before I know it, the next quarter has started, and I'm like, wait, am I in the right room? Before you can even catch your breath.
Oh, yeah.
And I always feel like I just started school here, and now my fifth quarter is about to end, and people are asking me questions about Evergreen. I've been here for a while, and I'm like, ugh.
Five quarters in, you're an authority.
I'm an authority. I'm an authority. And I'm like, I only know where the coffee and the bathrooms are and maybe the library. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, that's about all I know, too. And where my class is.
Yeah. You
know, if I'm lucky.
If I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. If I'm lucky, where to go on what day and everything. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, what got you here to Evergreen? How'd you find your way here in the first place?
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell the whole story?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was recovering from brain surgery, and I was at home, and I was getting very bored, and I wanted to go to school and brush up on my Spanish, because when I lived in California, I spoke Spanish every day. My stepfather's from Mexico. Sometimes the only English I spoke was to my children, because it's California, mm-hmm. and you can just use Spanish. And I studied Spanish at community college and got an associate's. And then I moved to Portland for 3.5 years, didn't have as many opportunities to use it. Then I had brain surgery, and I came up here. And once I felt a little bit better, and I was bored with being at home, I said to myself, I want to take a Spanish class at the community college and just brush up and not completely lose it. Mm-hmm. And I went to the community college, and they said, we don't want you to come to school here because you have an associate's degree. And I was like, well, okay, I guess they know what they're talking about, but I can't go to the university. And then one day I was walking the dogs, and I saw one of my neighbors who is disabled. He walks with a walker, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure exactly what his condition is, so I'm not going to try to guess, but he's really nice, and he walks with a walker, and I was walking the dogs, and he dropped his backpack, and I said to him, do you need help, or do you have it? And he said, I got this, and he had an Evergreen sweater on, and I said to him, do you go to Evergreen? Because I really want to go back to school, but I am afraid that I can't go to college because I have seizures.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you can do it. You can go to school. And I went into the house and applied. And 2 months later, I started school here.
You're kidding me.
Scared to death.
Yeah.
Scared to death. did not believe I could do it. Just thought, I'll give it a try. I'll try. It can't hurt. And my only intention was to brush up on my Spanish, but right. I've learned so much more than that. And before that happened, my 17-year-old daughter has epilepsy too. And before that happened, I'm ashamed to admit this now, but I used to discourage her from thinking about college mm-hmm. because the community college that I got my associates at, the people were very mean to me, actually. One woman followed me around insisting that I was possessed by demons and that's why I was having seizures and she wanted to exorcise the demons, and other people would joke about me, and it was horrible.
Because of a condition you can't even control.
Because of epilepsy, and wow. It was horrible. And so I told my daughter, you know, they're really not supportive, and so, you know, maybe there's something else that you can do. And after Ricky gave me that pep talk and after school started going so well, I started telling my daughter, you can do it. You can go to school. And she's graduating in a couple weeks, and she has been accepted at the local community college, and she's going to college. And
wow.
About a month ago or so, I ran into Ricky on the bus. He doesn't live in my apartment complex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into him on the bus, and I said, excuse me, sir, I don't know if you remember this, but a while back, you gave me this pep talk. I'm going to cry.
Okay.
I said, you gave me this pep talk, and you told me that I could go to Evergreen even though I have seizures. And I said, I just want you to know that I'm a senior now, and I'm going to graduate. And because of what you said, my daughter is going to go to college now. I'm encouraging her and everything.
Wow.
And I said, I just really want you to know I really appreciate what you said to me. And he looked like he was about to cry. And I just, that one little exchange that we had that one day changed my life. Coming back to school has changed my life. I've learned Spanish, but I've learned so much more than Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not see all of this coming.
How is your venture here been? Are people supportive of you and the condition that you have?
People have been amazing, incredible. I've never experienced this kind of support in my life.
Wow.
The first quarter that I was here, I was very apologetic
mm-hmm.
to my class. Every time that you take a class, or this has been my experience, you have to stand up and announce to the class every quarter, you know, hi, my name is Govinda. I just wanted to let you know that I have epilepsy, and if I have a seizure, this is what it's going to look like. This is what you need to do. Please don't do these things.
Right.
Please don't put anything in my mouth. Please put something soft under my head. Please don't call an ambulance unless it lasts more than 5 minutes, because I don't like to go to the hospital. It's miserable.
And expensive.
And expensive and everything. And when I first started coming here, I would say to people, if you must, you can pray in your head, but please do not. I have woken up many times with people chanting over me and things like this, and it's very disorienting.
Yeah.
And I've said, but please don't try to exorcise the demons from me or anything. Just let me be. And
wow.
And it used to be a habit ingrained in me to apologize every time a seizure started. The last few words I could say before I was unable to speak anymore would be, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Now, if the teacher asks me to, I'll make an announcement like, I might have a seizure, don't be afraid, just do this. But I don't apologize anymore. I feel very differently now
mm-hmm.
that I'm not doing something wrong.
It's who you are.
You know, I'm disabled. This started when I was a year old. It's not from something bad that I did or something. And
mm-hmm.
So even though I might be studying Latin American history and culture and literature and language and stuff. I've learned a lot more than that. I've learned to, you know, stand up for myself and respect myself more, and in turn, encourage my daughter.
So you've had a bit of personal growth here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I did not see that coming.
So you've literally flipped your perspective 180 degrees that college can and could be a supportive environment for, you know, someone with your condition.
Yes, I had no idea. And I have, even though I have not been there as much as I wish I could because of my class schedule, I've been part of the We Are Able student group, a group of disabled students. And I think that's wonderful, and I admire every person in there. The members have all kinds of different disabilities, but they're all very strong people who stand up for themselves and advocate for themselves and are going to college to improve their lives, and I just admire everyone.
So, can you recall when it was that you changed that perspective? Was there a moment that you thought, you know what, I can do this. I think I belong here, and I think that this is a place where I can allow myself to grow. Was there a moment?
I wonder.
Or was it more of a gradual process just as you went along?
I think it was more gradual. I definitely, the last two quarters, I've definitely gotten more bold and braver. Although I think that one of the things that made me feel like I can speak up for myself is when you told me to write that evaluation, and I did.
Yeah.
And they accepted it, and after that I was like, I can stand up for myself and nobody's going to hurt me or tear me down or anything. People respect me around here just like anybody else.
Yeah. Well, and just to give our listeners a little background, you know, you had come to me with a situation where you needed to voice your opinion to your professor, and you were concerned that it might be stepping on her toes, or that it was a sensitive issue, and that it might backfire on you. But I urged you to voice your opinion and voice what you needed to, and it turned out good?
It definitely turned out good. I was afraid that when I took her class, continued in that class the next quarter, that when I showed up, the professors would be like,
he'd be the troublemaker.
Why are you here? Do we have to let you in this class? And instead, when I voiced my opinion, I did it respectfully, and but I definitely let them know what I thought, and they definitely respected that, and they still let me come to class every day.
Good. Yeah, good.
And I think that was a turning point for me, because I definitely, before all of this, I had a very hard time telling people what I thought or anything like that.
Yeah, confrontation is tough no matter who you are.
You know.
I mean, and it's going to spring up on you in every area of your life, you know, where you're just going to have to voice your opinion. You're going to have to speak out for yourself, and that's a lot harder for some than it is for others, especially those that have been rejected for voicing their needs, you know.
Yeah.
So, just curious, you're a senior this year.
Yeah.
Right? Do you graduate at the end of the quarter?
No, I'm actually taking a really interesting summer school class, okay. And then I'm supposed to graduate in December, but I've talked to the guidance counselor people, and I think it would be better if I took a couple more classes
to stretch it out.
Yeah, and they said that they can't actually get rid of me for a couple more quarters.
That's good.
Can't physically remove me from the campus.
You're a fighter.
They have to, they are going to have to actually, like,
call security.
Have a, what do you call it when they all intervene? An intervention.
Oh, an intervention, yeah.
They're going to have to be like, Govinda, you've been here too long. You have too many credits. Here's your diploma.
Yeah, you've been here 18 years. It's time to call it quits.
And I'm going to be like, just let me sit at the coffee shop and read. Yeah. Just leave me alone.
So clearly you like the college life and the campus and this school in particular.
Yes.
But what do you have any plans for after you graduate?
Well, right now I'm doing an internship helping teach ESL, helping people that are learning English as a second language or getting their GED in Spanish or in English, helping people I'm working at a place called Cielo, and I'm just helping people with their, with whatever they need in either English or Spanish.
Nice.
And so I really enjoy that. So the class that I'm taking this summer is about how to teach English language learners. But the problem with that is that most people, when they learn how to do that, they find work in other countries.
Yeah.
And I can't travel because my daughter and I have seizures.
Sure.
So that's why I have to take some more classes after that to kind of try to figure out how to hone what I could do usefully with what I really enjoy doing with what I've taken. Because I've studied, you know, Latin
American.
You're
still refining that vision.
Trying to figure it out. I have experience when I lived in California teaching ESL. Mm-hmm. Or helping in ESL classes. And so that's what I really love to do. I hope that I can find a way to do that here.
That's great. Yeah. And believe me, there is enough work to go around in that field, because there's a lot of folks that got to get over that, you know, that translation barrier.
It's just really hard to find jobs that pay doing that here.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left. Looks like we've only got a couple more minutes, so we'll go ahead and try to wrap this up here soon. But given the fact that you come from a difficult background and you found a way to overcome that, what might you say to some of the listeners out there? What piece of advice might you have to help them get over their hump?
I always tell people that are going through something really hard a couple of things. One thing is that you wouldn't be here if you didn't already get through some hard things. So you can do it. You can do it. Give yourself some credit, because you're obviously really strong because you're still here. And the other thing that I always tell myself, whether things are good or things are bad right now, is this too shall pass. So when things are good, really appreciate it, because this too shall pass. And when things are bad, just realize that this won't last forever. You're going to get through this. This will be over soon. Things are going to get better. This too shall pass. And I've lived through a lot of very hard things. I've been through a lot of very hard things. I just sometimes I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, that really gets me through it, because, you know, if you've been through all of that and you're still here, you can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Especially in a place where people want to help you succeed.
People are very supportive at Evergreen.
Oh, wow. You got me choked up a little bit, too. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It was absolutely wonderful talking to you, and I think this is going to help some folks.
I mean, thank you.
Because someone's going to click on this. Someone's going to listen. And it's a nice, short, you know, 15, 20 minute, but there's a lot there.
Yeah.
I mean, when I met you, you're just so unassuming. I never would have known what you've been through, what you go through, and where you're headed. And it only took me a matter of minutes to find out that you're a pretty, pretty amazing person.
Oh, thank you.
And so it's been my pleasure getting to know you, and I really appreciate you coming down.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, all right, everyone, we're signing off.